Morning,
good morning,
sir.
Mr. Bussy. Thanks for having us on VOA.
Thank you. Tell me, ladies, first of all, what was it like for you upon arrival in Monrovia? Let me start with Dr. Kula first.
My arrival was a little simpler than Representative Riggs. So I came through very quietly. But one thing that I noticed and that I really liked was the attention that the Liberian Airport was paying toward the COVID-19. So they made sure that all of us were tested before we left the airport. It was done calmly. We maneuvered through the line quite quickly. You know, it wasn't as long as it normally is. And I saw that they were paying great detail to that. So I was very impressed.
Because I've heard reports from many visitors in and out of Liberia about COVID-19 protocols at the airport. What was it like for you?
The COVID-19 protocols were right on. I actually was welcomed by a VIP protocol team by the government of Liberia and then whisked away from the airplane to the VIP lounge, where I was greeted by a great cultural performance. The chiefs of the county greeted me. Queen Julie Andy also greeted me with her dancers. And it was a very memorable, festive occasion. I felt so warmly welcomed and embraced by the Liberian people.
What role is the diaspora playing during this bicentennial? Let me go to Dr. Kula.
Okay, so our role here is, I think it's very special because this December, we're doing the Year of the Diaspora, which is a part of the bicentennial. So this December, we are bringing diasporans home to Liberia to give back, so to speak, spend our monies here, boost the economy a little bit, you know, get things going, talk about the investments that we can do here, talking about what Liberia has to offer to us as diaspora Liberians, as diasporans Africans, just diasporans, period. So our role here is really to just be a vessel through which other people can come to Liberia.
You all traveled to Liberia with some notables in the African-American community. One person I read about, in fact, I saw on the social media a program that was held, I think, was it a Providence Island? And the president there was John Amos, the actor in two movies that have to do with Africa, particularly Coming to America and Roots. What was it like, first of all, Nequita, the program at Providence Island?
The program at Providence Island was very, very special. We began the morning with a prayer at Providence Baptist Church, which is the oldest Baptist church on the continent of Africa. And it talked about how Lot Carey and others were there at the signing of the independence of Liberia. And it took us back in, you know, through history, about 200 years ago, when the free settlers came finding that land of liberty. And from there, we went to Providence Island, where we were greeted by different cultural performances from the southeast to the northeast by Julie Andy, cultural ambassador. And then there was also a reenactment of when the settlers came and the signing of the purchase of the land of Providence Island to embrace and to integrate the natives and the settlers coming together. So it was a very beautiful, really moving celebration. And I think everybody that was there were very blessed.
Dr. Kula, when you and I spoke briefly over the weekend, I think I brought up the issue of the indigenous Liberians before the arrival of the free slaves. How are their voices being represented? Or are their voices also being represented?
Oh, yes, beautifully. So like Representative Ricks mentioned, on Providence Island this morning, we did a reenactment of the settlers that came. But we started, of course, with our local tribes because they were already here. We started by saying, contrary to what many may think, there were actually people living here, you know, before the settlers came. And it was wonderful. The actors that played in here, acting as the locals, I mean, they were amazing.
All right. Thank you very much. Keep me posted, please.
We will. Thank you. Bye-bye.